section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Coming to you live from Bird in Hand, Pennsylvania, it's IBWIP. On tonight's show, Facebook reviews, IBWIP Spaghetti Western, celebrity birthdays, an interview with Mara, the holistic healer, and the last temptation of Ray Rice with your co-host, that is funny, The Voice, intern Heather, and me, Locks of Love Jason. And now your host, Blake Clayton.
Oh, I like what, sometimes I do laugh at your jokes.
It's rare. So, a lot of times it's just me in the mirror.
I'm joking with the man in the mirror. He don't get my jokes either.
It started off good.
Huh?
The song started off really well. All right.
Sometimes I have to really stretch. I'm really good at starting out. It's just finishing I can't do. That's what Molly's told me.
Too bad.
I can middle for you if you want. Tag me in.
Tag team.
Hot tag.
I'll lay under your bed.
Dustin's like, that reminds me of a story. All right, folks. We are here on episode 188 of the Burnson IP. I am your host, the podcasting god. I think at one point you guys were on the same note as that song. All right, here we go. A little known fact about my co-host. Let me turn this down a little bit. This is pretty detailed.
Turn it up! Punch it!
All right. Hear the fact.
All right, a little known fact about my co-host. He was a dance extra in the 1984 blockbuster film Breakin'. Now, if you don't remember this movie, it was about Kelly, a struggling young jazz dancer, through her gay friend Adam. She was introduced to two street dancers, Ozone and Turbo, who have a bitter rivalry with another crew known as Electro Rock, consisting of Poppers Poppin' Pete, Poppin' Taco, and Lollipop. They also struggle to overcome a scorn from Kelly's dance instructor, Franco, who disapproved of her hybrid dancing style and an infliction with street dancing.
God.
Or affiliation with street dancers. That makes more sense. Kelly soon becomes a sensation on the street with a street crowd. Through it all, the audience is treated to a variety of breakthrough performances, including Turbo's broom scene and Taco's unique popping solo during the dance battle at the Radiotron nightclub. Let's welcome Locks of Love, Jason.
Way to go, Jason.
I thought the movie was called Bacon, and I brought my own frying pan.
I gave you a week, and that's what you came up with?
They made me bring my own cardboard.
I'm more familiar with the sequel, Electric Boogaloo, the Breakin' 2 Electric Boogaloo.
Breakin' 2 Electric Boogaloo.
You gave me a week.
I got stuff to do!
I take off. You give me a week, I'll take off to wait.
Kelly sounds like an inspiration, though.
Jason and I have noticed that we are starting to sync up our periods with our female co-host and resident wine expert. Let's welcome to the show, intern Heather.
Hello, hello.
I'm bleeding. Menstruation for all.
I'm cranky.
I crave chocolate.
You know what I've noticed is that the last two intros that we've done for Heather, she has wine. Not enjoyed. So
I'm gonna why do you hate him so much?
I'm just saying, I bleed when I bleed, and you guys shouldn't care about it.
Only women bleed. Alice Cooper wrote a song about it.
Men bleed all the time, and what if they cut their arm open?
Not out of their vaginas.
Well, they don't even have a vagina, so
exactly.
I guess we didn't need the Bulls theme playing for so long in the background.
How long is it?
But I think of every period as a blessing.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Like, thank God.
All right, and our guest host for this evening is too hot to handle, too cold to hold. They call him The Voice, so let's give a big hand under the table for the one and only Dustin.
I got my proton pack on. Yep. I guess we're going to have to take control. That's what Bobby Brown said.
He just doesn't stop. He's like,
you were quoting the lyrics.
It's
I
all
was
he knows.
Finishing the song.
It's
I
know. All he knows, okay?
He is the guru.
Gotta take control.
If you take that away from him, he has nothing but a beard.
Take it away. Nothing but a beard and sex.
Do girls notice if you like quote a song, or do you ever just like pull out quotes from songs without saying that they're...
Some can keep up with the references, and if they do, like that's,
Do you ever pull out and reference?
Do I ever pull out? Just smack it on
the
table.
You ever reference your pull out?
What movie's that from? Bam.
Smack.
Robin in your hood, episode 3.
God, we have so much fun on this show just joking around, but on a serious note, hey, Blake, why were you so mad before the show?
Well, it's not that I was mad. I welcome criticism. I welcome constructive criticism to the show. So the other day on Facebook, you can rate the page or rate the product.
I gave it five stars.
I know you did, because I never really paid attention to it until I got this one, and then I looked back and found out who did and who didn't rate it very well. So I was going through. I got an alert on my phone the other day, and it said, "Hey, you've got a rating," and it was Joseph the Lou Lewis.
Joe Lewis? Like the old boxer?
Wow. I wish it would have been him. It would
Boxing
have been,
Joe Lewis?
It would have been easier to take. So he gave us a 1.
Oh.
Out of 1.
Out of 5.
Maybe Shit. He got those. The
Why?
Maybe he was confused.
Maybe he thought it was golf?
He's like, this is the best star.
Number 1.
You don't need
number 1 USA. Good job.
Number 1 star for you, seniors.
All those Asian Joe Lewis's out
yeah,
there.
Yeah,
that's right.
Well, Joe the Lou Lewis.
It was the complete opposite. So I being, I care about what my listeners think, and I want to know why.
Right.
I'm like, it was because, is your name, anyway.
Yeah.
So, why did you not like this is kind of what I was asking. So, I sent him a message on Facebook, and it said, I noticed that you gave us a very poor review on my IBWIP page on Facebook. I want to make sure that my listeners have the best experience, which I do. Can you please provide some input as to why you didn't like the show?
Mm-hmm.
You're a professional. Mm,
you poked the bear.
What? That was like a stroke of the bear, if anything. Yeah. Like, how's it going, bear? What's
yeah,
wrong,
that's
bear?
True.
Very
I thought it was a very nice thing.
What's wrong, bear? Bear.
Little what, bear?
What did the bear say?
What's wrong, Joseph the Lou Lewis? He says, I liked it. In past tense, I liked it for the music and can't stand vape pens or vape reviews. That is all.
So yeah.
And so I took a step back. I said, it's about the listeners. So I took a deep breath and I wrote this. Thank you for your honesty. We have been playing less and less music as of late due to very poor artist support when we play their music. And after 8 years, there's kids.
Ocho años.
There's kids that were born in Mexico that are now U.S. citizens. That's how long we've been doing the show. After 8 years of doing the show, artists seem to be less and less apt to promote being on. The show has been 90% comedy for the past 2.5 years, if not more.
Yeah, that's exactly. Being generous, though, okay. Calling it a comedy show.
I was going to say, yeah.
Okay, how often do you listen, ? I would ask that you do not focus on 8 minutes. Most of our vape views are 8 to 15 minutes.
And you can fast forward.
Yeah, you can fast forward. To judge us as a 1 star, I would hope that you would look at the whole body of work and rate us based off of that. Mm-hmm. Thank you for your time and your interest. Now, Heather... You haven't been in this game very long, so you're not bitter like me.
Yeah.
Or stupid
like Jason. How would you rate my interaction with a listener that was disgruntled?
I think it was good. I think it was
solid.
You
handled it well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is what I got.
As bitter as you are.
No, he didn't respond.
Customer service is my job. I think you handled that perfectly.
Okay, good. Because I don't want to seem like an asshole, but I kind of
right.
Want
to... You want to hold your ground. You want to defend your product.
Right. I work harder on, yeah. I work harder on the other... hour and 20 minutes than I do,
You work harder here on the show than you do at your actual
job. He works hard
job.
For his
I work at
money.
My job. I work on the show at my job.
Yeah, and it was just such a short response in the beginning. Like,
right.
Oh, I don't like vaping.
I don't like vaping. 1.
1.
Fudge you.
Start back at 1. He says, I edited my review. I know all about artists being shitty. Do what you do, good sir. Do you know what the rating he gave us?
A 1? What?
3.
He gave us a 1 originally, and he says, I edited my review.
And then, he gave you a half?
Oh, no. A half?
He didn't give us it.
Oh,
what did he
no.
give you? What did he give you?
I like how you said us, Heather. I appreciate that. That makes me feel good.
Yeah.
He gave us a 3.
See? I called it.
Oh, heck yeah.
Bumped you up at least 2.
Split the difference.
So I'll take it. And said. And so then I put, thank you, man. Hope you will continue to listen and hear some great music and tons of laughs. And then I did not get a response.
Thanks. See, that's so that's mature good. Of you, because you could have just lost him right away. If you were like, fuck you, man, and like got really mad at him, he'd have been like, well, no way, Jose.
You can't please everybody. I sold a DVD on Amazon once to a guy, and he left me a negative review and said, not enough nudity. And I said, in my response, I guess I should have enclosed a naked Polaroid. I did not know that was required in
this
transaction.
Was it a home video?
Yeah, what did you
no,
say them?
It was a DVD. He was reviewing... He was rating the movie, but he was leaving it on my seller page.
Did he think he was like?
I guess, but he wrote 1 star. Not enough nudity.
What did you? What was it? What was the DVD?
I don't even remember. It was just
so funny.
But it cracked me up. So I made a Facebook post about that one. It was like, all right, evidently I have to start including naked pictures on every Amazon purchase. So yeah,
you ever thought about doing
not
that?
Not enough nudity.
Have I ever thought about doing
that?
Yeah,
maybe you guys could like put it on your like on the store page. You guys could all include.
I'm actually glad
pictures.
This came up because I do.
Oh, we're gonna do like an IBWIP calendar.
I thought about it.
Well, I have a shoebox at home full of personal naked Polaroids of myself that they're just collecting dust. So yeah. If you start selling stuff again, just let me know. I'll shoot you.
I'll put it like in the booklets that come with the DVD. I'll just slide it inside.
Slide right in.
Photocopy
them.
Even know until they take and they're like, I want to see what chapter 11's called.
And then they'll be.
And
like,
then it's like, whoa! Look at that guy's
little penis.
Well, it just looks like that because of all the pubes.
I was gonna say, look at that hairy penis. Was my second. So, you know, like I said, I was deciding whether I really wanted to bring this story up or not because I don't want other people who
the trolls to come out.
No, we're asking all the time for people to rate us and to communicate with us and email us.
Yeah.
And so the one of the ones we get, I didn't want to bash it, but I also want to say, listen.
No, you want to be honest.
I want you to be honest. If you thought it was a one, the show was a one, then you can give me a one, and I can accept that, and I'll take, you know. But if you're giving me a one for the vape segments,
that's when not the whole thing.
I'm like,
get out of
I'm
town.
Like,
we'd prefer constructive criticism, right?
Right. I want to know how to make this better, you know.
We have plateaued.
So
neither one of us vape. We try to make it fun for the non-vapers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, and to be honest with you, if a company came and said, hey, we didn't like how this went or, you know, but every company that we've done a vape review for has thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And to be honest with you, they're pretty cool companies because there's a lot of...
Did Meriwether enjoy it?
I sent her one of my shoeboxes.
Meriwether.
A whole shoebox of them?
Yeah.
You have multiple shoeboxes.
Where do you find Polaroid film anymore?
They don't make
every
it.
Every pair of
yeah.
shoes you've ever had.
So what do you? Are these all like when you were 8?
Yeah, these are. Yeah, these are. I was 8 to 12. A lot of Polaroids.
Took a Polaroid every day.
Yeah, just
all
to see.
Day.
To see how
made
things,
a flip book.
To see how much
you
can it grew.
Watch the bush grow.
Yeah, I would stand against the door frame and put a little notch
it's
in
like,
it.
It's like the time lapse. The time lapse videos of like corn growing.
Nobody wants to see it.
All right. Well, so
Meriwether did.
Thank you,
Joseph. Got it.
Yeah. Thank you, thank you, Joseph, for being honest. I appreciate that. Hopefully you're listening, and hopefully for the next segment you'll laugh.
Hey, maybe we'll get him up to a 4-star.
I think we can
episode.
Get him to laugh.
Hey,
we've got a spaghetti western coming on.
Yeah, I'll send you a koozie and a sticker. You give me a 5.
Gather around the radio, young gunslingers, and strap on your spurs. It's time for another installment of the harrowing adventures of our hero, Sheriff Dick Justice. Let's shaddle up with our sheriff and his trusty deputy, Orville Shivers, as they protect the dusty town of Hatchet Wound, Texas. When we last left our hero, Dick Justice, he had teamed up with his newfound friend and spiritual guide, Little Bear. They rode the trails for many moons before they finally found a place to stake claim, the new frontier town of Muffville, New Mexico. There, they opened up an establishment that catered to the ramblers, the gamblers, and the all-around hellraiser of the Old West. Let's join Justice and Little Bear as they count up last night's profits.
Our Dick Justice! Opening up this place was a great idea. The money is rolling in. We are gonna be rich!
Settle down there, Little Bear. Where there's money, there's trouble just around the corner.
The winds are blowing at our backs, Dick Justice. We are about to take over this town, my friend. Women at our beck and call. Drugs, whatever we want. And the freshest fruit possible.
Those kiwi are delicious, aren't they? Well, what do the numbers look like from last night?
With my calculations, look like we have pulled in $500.
There you are, Justice, you son of a bitch. You think you can just take what you want from me and leave before the break of dawn? I'm not one of your whore employees.
Lady Antoinette, you cannot just burst open a door and talk to Dick Justice like that.
You shut your mouth, you little red-dotted Indian. This has nothing to do with you.
I ain't treating you like no whore, Aunt Watnette. I had to get here this morning and help Little Bear out. Stop freaking out. Damn, it's like you're on your period or something.
Well, as a matter of fact, Justice, it's just the opposite. I'm pregnant.
Dick Justice, you want me to take care of this?
Put the gun down, Little Bear. Now, Antoinette, what do you mean you're pregnant? How do you know it's mine?
You son of a bitch! I can't even believe you would even question it. Of course it's yours.
Listen, Antoinette. This isn't... Jesus.
Settle, Dick Justice. Calm down.
I'm so angry.
You couldn't say Antoinette's name.
This isn't the time or the place to discuss this. Little Bear and I have a lot of work to get done.
No. It's fine. You can continue. This is very, very interesting.
No. We're not going to continue this. Anything. Jesus. Lady Antoinette, get the hell out of here right now. I'll come over to your house tonight and we'll talk this through. Just go home and start doing the laundry or dinner or something.
Damn you, Dick Justice. Damn you!
Sounds to me like you're in need of a set of stairs, Dick Justice.
Like I said before, Little Bear, there's trouble around every corner.
With the shocking news of Lady Antoinette with child, Justice had to think quickly about what he was going to do. In the past, he would have let his gun do the talking or just left town. But he knew that this time, he could do neither. Let's rejoin Justice later that night at Lady Antoinette's house.
Well, well, well. I didn't figure you'd show up. Come in, Justice. Can I get you a drink?
I don't want anything to drink. I want to figure this out and get this situation fixed.
Situation? You call getting me pregnant a situation? Putting your very lengthy, girthy, often problematically large penis into my hoo-ha is a situation? A baby in my stomach is a little more than a situation. You are a pig, Justice. You have no heart. You don't know what it takes to be a father anyway.
I want to do the right thing, Antoinette. I want to be a good husband and a good father.
A good husband?
Our good it is shut. Dick Justice, come quick! We've got a problem down at the saloon.
Damn it.
Get back here, Justice.
I'll be back, Lady Antoinette. I promise.
Justice, you don't have to call me by my full name every time. I think everyone recognizes that you're saying twat as a part of my name.
Let us go now, Dick Justice. The winds have brought an evil to Muffville.
Move him on, hit him up, hit him up. Move him on, hit him up, rawhide.
Well, that's all for now, young cowpokes. Be sure to tune in next time to see what happens on an all-new harrowing adventures of Sheriff Dick Justice. Same Dick time, same Dick channel.
It's a lot of dicks.
See, it's funny because your name is Dick Justice, and Dick is like a penis.
Oh, I didn't even get that.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Wow, see? Went right over my head.
That was the end of episode 6. We're 6 dicks in.
For sure. Wow. Nailed
we're
it.
6 dicks. Wait.
6 dicks deep. 6 dicks deep.
Oh, finally.
Well, usually when I'm 6 dicks deep, I've got my dancing shoes on, which brings us to...
Hold on. Some of his parts are coming out.
Wow.
Everything good?
How many dicks deep was that?
I will.
Went down the wrong pipe.
I will admit there was puke in my mouth. Proceed. I'm good.
Thanks for admitting it.
All right. Well, I think.
It's the first step.
I think now that you're all right, it's time to put on your dancing shoes, and let's listen to Dancing Shoes by Rachel Cade.
The annual IBWIP blood drive is coming up at the end of the month. Please drive all of your blood to the dirty stalls and flush twice for a yes. Oh, I think I'm gonna die.
Mommy's little angel,
Dancing shoes indeed. Hey, thanks a lot, Rachel K. We appreciate it. Did you guys know that IBWIP has listeners from all across the globe?
What?
Yeah, we're huge. In
the I know there's been some in China and Canada.
And India. Wow.
And India.
And India. That's right.
They crank the cow's tail.
But you know where we're really huge? The lower peninsula of Lithuania.
Oh, yes.
We literally can't go to the store there. I mean, wow. They had a store. Anyway, countries from all over the world have started a grassroots campaign to help spread the gospel of the podcasting God and all of his underlings, and so can you. Contact the show at blake@ibwip.com or me personally at supercooldude43@nambla.org. Do you like this episode? Me neither. But I promise that previous episodes on iTunes, Stitcher Smart Radio, and IBWIP.com. IBWIP?
Yeah,
IBWIP. Well, hold on. What's the name of the show?
It Burns When I Pee.
Okay, IBWIP.com. They're much better and much freer there. We pump out a solid hour of comedy each week, but to keep you satiated between shows, subscribe to YouTube, our PiaVision channel on YouTube, like us on Facebook, follow IBWIP on Twitter, Instagram, and Vine. Now back to the show.
Hey, Jason, that was really good, but now it's time to do some plugs.
Plugs.
First I want to plug.
Plug it!
I'd like to plug craftfavorite.com. Use promo code IBWIP for 10% off in their store or 20% off your first monthly subscription. Hey! They even extended it for a few more months. Hey! Now, we're going to talk about iTunes, iTunes, iTunes. Hey, go ahead and rate us over there. Rate us on iTunes. Give us a 5, not a 1. A 1 never is a good thing.
1 is the loneliest.
Yes, that was good. That's why I went like this.
Yeah.
Okay. And then go to YouTube, type in PeaVision, PeaVision. Or go to the show notes and click on the link that says PeaVision. I just broke my microphone stand. Subscribe. Push the little red button to subscribe. That way you will know every time one of our videos comes out.
Subscribe. Subscribe.
Subscribe. And finally, a big announcement.
Uh-oh.
I'm not pregnant.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, and our big announcement. That would have worked better, Jason. Our 8-year anniversary and 200th episode is coming up here right around the corner, May 23rd. We will be having a live show at the High Note.
Whoop, whoop.
All of your favorite IBWIP guests will be there. Locks of Love Jason, The Voice Dustin,
yep.
Intern Heather, Big E, Brett Conlin, and maybe even Whiskey Chaser.
Maybe even.
Wow.
There might be some more surprises in store.
God damn, I love that Brett
Live Conlin. Music, lots of laughs, and probably a vape review. So make sure you get ready for that. And
sorry, Joe Lewis.
Yeah, sorry, Joe Lewis. There's going to be vaping all on this motherfucker.
Hey, welcome back to the show, friends. This is Locks of Love Jason here, and that was I'll Fall by Lonesome Wyatt. And if I said Lonesome Wyatt, that would be enough. But you know who else is there? Rachel Brooke.
Yes, they have a new album that's coming out. Pre-sales start April 1st. Album comes out on the 21st. I had to play that song because it's impossible to get one of the new ones. So it must really be good if they're keeping it under wraps.
Secrets.
No leaks yet.
No leaks. Order your vinyl today.
Final.
It'll be worth
Final's cool.
it'll be worth millions of dollars.
Well, that's IBWIP guarantee right there.
Kind of like this next segment. It's going to be worth $1 million. Celebrity birthdays, I love.
Let's play the intro to celebrity birthdays real quick.
We don't have one.
Celebrity birthdays is somebody's birthday because it's always a birthday today.
It could be a live person, could be dead. It doesn't matter. We'll just read them instead. All right, wow, birthdays.
Thanks.
Hey, we collaborated.
Hey,
50-50.
There we go.
We're like Paul and John.
Another guy.
Like Paul and the other guy.
Paul and Pete Best.
Pete Best. He was the best
Peter,
drummer.
Peter, Paul, and Mary?
No, Pete Best. He was the best drummer the Beatles ever had.
Oh.
All right. First off, on March 26th, at the ripe age of 84, when I mean ripe, I mean like an apple, the one and only Leonard Nimoy's birthday. Woohoo! Happy birthday.
Yeah.
Happy.
Doesn't really work, right?
Why?
I guess that doesn't work.
Why?
Too soon.
Because he just died. Let it,
what?
Well, I think we even talked about it on the show.
Yeah.
You really do check out on the show, right?
Really?
If it happens in the second part of the show, I don't know what.
we definitely talked about this.
I got to listen to the show when it's released just to find out.
I drank a beer in my Spock pint glass as a tribute.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we decided to do the contest for the Spocker and the Shocker instead of because of him.
Oh.
Because he passed away.
He was on Star Trek.
Okay. All right. Well, happy birthday, buddy. Okay. Happy 84th birthday. All right,
clouds.
Let's see. This is you guys out there are going to know this one. The one and only Randy Orton, April 1st, 34 years old.
RKO.
Wrestler Randy Orton.
He's a guy I wish was dead.
I was always so confused why he wrestled in jean shorts. Like,
no, that's John Cena.
Oh, see, I didn't know. I was like going to pull this out. I was like, I'm going to be that girl that knew. No, I didn't.
No, you didn't.
I just failed.
Wrestling.
But he's like his friend, right? They're like, well,
they're best friends. they sew each other's patches.
When it's time to change, you've got to.
Yeah, he's from St. Louis, and he's kind of part of a meme. You may have seen him and not known it was him.
Oh yeah, I've seen that.
He'll like jump out and like slam people
in videos.
When there's falling videos, they will superimpose him as like doing his finishing movement. Like when Madonna recently fell, she got dragged off those stairs. Randy Orton came out of nowhere,
boom,
and
RKO.
Slammed her down to the floor.
Dustin, are you a wrestling guy?
I used to be. I'm more old school. I love old school 1980s WWF.
The Four Horsemen.
I refuse to say WCW.
Yeah.
But, I used to take my stepson to WWE events all the time.
You don't anymore because you left him there by accident or what?
No, because I got divorced. He's not my stepson anymore. Yeah. Thanks for bringing it up, Dick.
That doesn't mean he disappeared.
He's like, okay. we're gonna stop going because I hate your mother.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Hey, work through that, kid.
Yeah. All right. Change the subject. I kind of went out of order there. I apologize. On March 29th, at the ripe old age of 22, ripe like an apple, Joan Rivers.
Joan Rivers.
22?
No, 82.
Oh.
Joan Rivers.
I was going to say her face might be 22. Yeah.
Who is Joe Rivers?
Joan Rivers.
That's the guy who left us feedback, but he upgraded.
She makes a podcast. Well, she makes like a video thing on YouTube.
Joan Rivers
it's called
does?
In Bed with Joan Rivers, yeah.
She was on Muppets Take Manhattan.
Oh,
that's what
shit,
I know her
she's
from.
Dead, isn't
why
she?
Do you,
yeah.
Yeah, why do you keep saying
I forgot
dead
she
ones.
Was dead.
Huh?
Why do you keep saying dead celebrities? It's pretty disrespectful.
It just happened to be that this was a clump of
hey, Blake.
Dead celebrities.
Oh, this is weird.
Hey, Blake.
I'm just looking over the list. I thought these guys were all alive.
Randy Orton's alive?
Yeah.
Are we sure he's alive?
Yeah.
Is he just living in meme form now?
But he's on the list because we wish he was dead.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Well, I got a couple more. Maybe we'll. That's weird. I always do that. It's weird. It's like the bit or something.
I think
that you're just, adorably disconnected.
Oh, thank you.
Which is awesome. No, it's good.
That's, write that down. Adorably disconnected.
I'm not going to write that down.
All right. On April 2nd, let's give a big hand blow out some candles for the 47-year-old Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Oh, shit.
That's about right.
Just knocked it over. Philip Seymour Hoffman, great actor, amazing actor. Just
dead.
Drug user.
He's dead.
What?
Dead as a doornail.
God, why are we doing this? Every time we do celebrity birthdays, it always turns out to be just a bunch of dead celebrities, and it's always a big surprise to you somehow. How do you not know this?
I'm adorably disconnected.
I'm going to write that down. Hold on.
Write down Philip Seymour Hoffman is dead, too, just so.
How many eyes does Adorable have in it?
Five.
Oh, five eyes?
Four silent eyes.
Very Italian. Very Italian.
They're all in a row. I can
Adorably.
Okay. Adorable. Okay, I got one more. One, two, three, four.
Italy.
Okay. Do you guys remember Horseshack?
Mr. Carter.
Yeah. April 2nd, he's gonna be 67.
Ron Palillo?
I'm assuming he's dead, but
Ron Palillo is not dead.
That is
he's not?
Deep hole.
Ooh, ooh.
Thank you very much, Mr. Carter.
I used to like
he's
the
dead.
Sweat Hogs.
He's dead.
What?
Ron Palillo.
Sweat Hogs Never Die. That was like their theme, right? Sweat Hogs Never Die.
Freddie Boom Boom Washington.
That was. I think you're thinking of Goonies.
Babarino.
Goonies Never Say Die. And Baba Goonoo, like he said.
Baba Goonoo.
Baba Goonoo.
He's dead too?
Baba Goonoo's dead. All the people from the original movie, The Goonies, are dead. Ron Panino's dead. They're all gone.
Well, fuck, this list is stupid. That's a dumb bit. I feel kind of bad because I didn't know that these guys were dead.
Ron Jeremy, dead.
The Hedgehog?
The Hedgehog. Sonic the Hedgehog is dead.
Roberto Duran.
Randy Orton.
Roberto Duran.
Rupert Murdoch.
Duran
dead.
Duran.
Ah, Muhammad Ali. He's not dead.
Mahatma Gandhi. Dead.
Basically, he's dead.
He's dead to me.
Buddha?
Che Guevara. Dead.
Che Guevara dead.
Okay. Well, maybe I'll like do some cross referencing.
Yeah, I just Googled Ron Palillo's death and the headshot that came up is horrifying.
Is it him being
horrifyingly
dead?
Horseshack.
He got shot in the head?
Nah, I don't know. He died in 2012 though. That was news to me.
Oh Jesus. I'm way messed
up. Yeah, we're out of date.
All right. Well, Heather, I'm going to have to ask you to leave. We only have four chairs at the table.
I know, and it did kind of feel weird. I didn't know any of those people.
Yeah, so
okay.
If you'll, punch out!
I'll take a break.
Punch out! If you'll, take a break, get a beer, a bottle of wine, whatever.
A whole bottle of wine.
What do we got coming up here, Jason?
I don't know if you guys know this, but it's actually me. I'm the guy who does the intros to the show. Every time we have a show, I kind of announce what's happening. That's my voice. I know it's kind of, maybe you didn't know that, but it's me.
Oh, yeah, it's sultry.
I can see you, so of course I know.
Right.
I can see Jason now.
Some of the shows you're not here.
All of his bangs are swept out of the way.
You guys are just jealous. And I can't blame you.
You could blame me.
You guys work at these stuffy jobs where you have to go in every day with your suits and ties on. Meanwhile, I'm growing out my hair. I just let it blow in the freeze.
Smoking reefer. Yeah. Selling garbage.
Wearing flannel.
Burning roaches.
Selling antiques.
Yeah.
And whoa, racist air hand towels.
Getting my flannel on.
And racist hand towels. All right. Well, we love to have special guests.
That's what I was saying. At the beginning of the show, I make those announcements, right?
Yeah.
I
didn't know if you were ever going to get there.
Well, you know what? If we didn't take that flannel detour... We might already be there. You're going to take a piss
Everybody
stop.
Everybody loves a good flannel detour.
We have an interview. Right, Blake? Is that what you're going
to
say?
Sure, yeah. This is weird, because usually this is the time of the show where one of us has to go do something.
Yeah, usually one of us is sleeping with your wife.
Right, yeah. She's busy.
She keeps us boys busy down here at IBWIP.
Or do we keep her busy?
Nice. There's a virtual fist bump in our future. All right, so we do have an interview, and this week we have brought in, and from as far as I know, whereabouts unknown.
Oh, yeah, cool! You know? Like the Ultimate Warrior.
Parts unknown.
This is a question we'll have to ask.
The Ultimate Warrior, and where is Undertaker from?
Death Valley.
Goddamn right he was.
His dad. Oh, the Ultimate. Okay, anyway, here we go.
Please welcome to the show, Mara, the Holistic Healer.
Hello, welcome. Hello. How are you?
Does she have an intro song?
Oh.
Yeah, she does.
Not what I was expecting. Oh shit, she came loaded.
That was abrupt.
Sorry. Hey. Well, oh, it's a pleasure having you on IBWIP.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
So, you are a healer of some kind?
Some would call me a holistic healer, yes.
Holistic, that's right.
What would others call you?
Others would call me Mara or Clara. I like it when it rhymes with my name, even if it's close.
Tara?
It still feels like
Jara.
Mm-hmm. I don't like Jara because I find that J's are very
jarring.
Just very, very jarring.
So
indeed.
Jara Binks is an out. That's out.
That's out indeed.
Okay.
Okay. Yes. So you're here to talk to us about a product that you've invented.
I've invented it. I found it in my hometown. It's called a Walla Rock.
A what?
A Walla Rock.
Are you from Walla Walla, Washington?
Mm-mm, no, I'm from Put-in Bay, Ohio, but I do live on Wall Street.
Put-in Bay.
Put-in Bay, Ohio. Yeah, it's a little town off the coast of Ohio.
I have to check that out.
Which coast is that now?
I'm not sure because I don't follow directions.
You know who
is
does?
This Cuyahoga County?
I'm sorry.
Guys, I think this is your first interview, right?
This is my first interview.
We're kind of barraging her.
I'm sorry.
We're making her nervous.
I'm familiar with Ohio. I just want to know what region
let's
talk to a lot of girls in Ohio.
Well, I will say, Put-in Bay, Ohio is a small island off a coast of Ohio. And, it's a boating community and very nice people.
Big fan of LeBron James.
What did he do?
The King.
Oh, the King, King James?
Yep,
that's like him. The Bible.
The Bible. He wrote the original Bible.
So tell us about your...
Oh, so my Walla Rock?
Yes, the Walla Walla Bing Bang.
I was walking, and I found this rock, and it's black and like 3 pounds. And I picked it up, and every rock has a power, And
every rose has a thorn.
Oh, shit, you beat me to it.
On purpose.
Hey, guys.
Every rose does.
Why don't you guys go to the closet and make out? I'll take care of this interview.
Okay. I'll lead into you.
I just want to hear about this rock.
Okay, so it's a rock.
I want a rock!
So this rock, I felt it, and I felt that the presence...
Jeez.
I'm missing so many of what's happening
right now. I just want to know. You said, if we could rewind for just a second, you had mentioned that all rocks have a power.
Yeah.
Can we dig into that a little bit?
Yeah, every rock has a power. What do you mean? Like
I am unfamiliar with that. I don't know.
Marvel superhero?
You pick up a rock, and some rocks are going to help your hair grow longer. And some rocks are very, very useful that way. You have to hold them for a long time. If you would do it that. But then some of them, cure bad breath, or they just give you good feelings.
Where can I get that rock?
That's something that you're going to look for in Kansas City, Kansas.
I have a very, very dear friend of mine who has sandpapery skin. Is there a rock for that?
No, that is a sad thing.
I mean,
ironically, there's sandstone for that.
That doesn't make sense.
A little rock humor.
Wow.
Rock humor?
Rock humor. Yeah. But my rock in particular, I'm going to get back to it.
The Walla Rock.
I do like the Walla Rock. So I discovered it. It had this really important power that it gives you. An enjoyable death experience.
Enjoyable
accidental death experience. Have you guys ever? I mean, you're all here, so you haven't.
You
had
didn't bring the rock with you, did you?
I left it at home.
Good,
because that was an accident.
Okay.
Well, no, it just helps with
that. Enjoyable accident that you left it at home? Yes, and
something like that.
Do you smell what the rock is cooking?
I haven't smelled it, but it is. I mean, I would guess a little sulfurous because I think it's an igneous rock.
The Walla Rock is an igneous rock?
There's volcanoes in Ohio?
No, what she's saying is that there...
I'm not entirely sure. It might have just been a piece of
Igneous
asphalt
rock? The
that
igneous
came
rock
off?
Is the one that makes you dumb. If you pick that one up and carry it around, it makes you...
I don't think so. I think that's the Walla Rock that gives you the enjoyable death experience. But
enjoyable accidental death experience. So that means when things happen to you, like you fall off a cliff... or someone stabs you, or they shoot you, that means that if you hold this rock, all of that pain will be gone, and on the Rothenstein scale of bliss, you're going to be feeling about a level 8.
Is that that's a real scale?
Yeah.
That's a scale.
How many people have died holding the rock? Has that been documented?
Well, everyone, if you go through that experience, you're going to die. If you are in an accidental death experience, you're about to die.
So you're not worried that you found it?
No, you didn't. Me? No, of course not, because I haven't gone through that experience. I'm just keeping it with me just in case, at all times. It's really essential that you keep it with you at all times just in case something should happen to you.
I get you. Yeah. I get what you're saying.
So are you mass producing these now, or do you just have this one? Because I was under the impression that you were coming on to get customers.
Yes. Are you announcing that you just are carrying around a rock and you want everyone to know that you are?
Breaking it into pieces?
Yeah, there's a large chunk of, I guess I should say that it's asphalt. But I've just been chipping away at it, attempting to get more of the Walla Rock for my product.
Kind of like life, just chipping away, just trying to.
Asphalt is street for the layman. It's a street. You're chipping away at a public
parking
street?
Parking lot?
Well, it's the end of Wall Street, and no one really likes it down there. The houses down there are very, very decrepit. We all live on the other end. Yeah,
that makes sense. I got you.
We've just kind of given up on that area and decided to forage it for our own projects.
What were you... So you've found this wall of rock.
Mm-hmm.
And
she chipped it away, essentially.
She's chipping away at life.
Well, the first one I didn't, but the rest of them I did.
Okay.
I've made about 16 now.
Oh, wow. So you're mass producing these.
Yeah.
So about four more than a dozen, you'd say.
It takes me about 4 hours to get each of them out.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So, you know, do you just put these in your pocket, or do you have to hold them, like, up by your head?
Well, my roommate hasn't had a job in about 6 months, and so I decided to help her out when she's in this underprivileged state. And she's been making them. We're really into eco-friendly things. And
yeah, it's a big trend right now. It's a good market to get into.
Some would say I'm eco-friendly.
Some would say it. I personally wouldn't.
We just use all the drinking straws that we have, and we decided, because we don't like touching our mouths on glasses, so we just use all the drinking straws we have, and she cuts them into little strips and then attaches them around your waist. It's kind of like a belt and then a little cell phone carrying case.
That is like single-handedly like the most intelligent thing I've ever heard.
It's so delicate and so...
But you can't use.
I mean,
plastic
doesn't go away, so you know it's going to be a sturdy situation.
The half life on that is like 200,000 years.
Forever.
But who's
so
counting,
long.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Dustin made a very good point.
Yeah.
And for once.
Hey.
No, I just joke. Go ahead. I don't want to steal your thunder.
No, I just like. What about the crazy straws? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. I thought that was very.
You don't want to leave
that
them out.
A very ingenious idea. I think that's very, and it really is for the strange soul.
I don't
like
labels. I don't like that they're called crazy because maybe they're just misunderstood. They want to be a part.
Amen. Amen.
Do you have a piece of legislation that I can sign?
I can write one up.
I would love to be a part of this petition to rename Crazy Straws.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. Very good.
What would you want to name them?
What would you?
Like I said, I think just misunderstood straws is probably the way to go. Yeah.
Winding on the road of life. Mm-hmm. So I like that.
You made 16 of these past the first one that you found. Mm-hmm. So you're chipping away the strip.
Yeah, are you keeping one for yourself then? So you have 17.
I do have mine with me. Well, I left it at home. So hopefully nothing happens on the way home.
Otherwise,
that's the prototype.
Otherwise, okay.
The whole purpose of it will be moot.
Yeah,
I think you're definitely mute. There are so many questions. And I'm sorry that we're barraging you. You seem like a very peaceful, calm person. So since you left your rock at home.
Mm-hmm.
If you were to get mugged and get shot in the head, you would have a painful death.
Oh, but I have such a painful death.
But if you had your rock with you, you'd still die, it would be a peaceful, a pleasurable experience.
It would be an enjoyable accidental death experience.
I got it.
But if someone shot you, it wouldn't necessarily be an accident, right?
Well, I didn't mean to get
you
dead.
Didn't mean to have... Okay, so the only time in which case it wouldn't work is if you committed suicide. Is that fair to say? Like, oh, I didn't mean to get this cancer of the liver, and it kills you. It claims your person, right?
I guess there are all sorts of facets that I have not considered.
Is there accidental suicide?
Well,
I guess there's like autoerotic asphyxiation, right?
If you had a gun and you were thinking about killing yourself, and then you said, I don't think I want to.
Out loud.
But you said it on the counter. Mm-hmm. Because of whatever reason, and it shot you in the head, then I would consider that an accidental suicide. Sure. I guess it's really at the subjective point of view.
And it really depends on what your insurance policy states, right?
It really does come down to your insurance.
We do require you to sign on with your insurance policy, just so that way, should you have an accidental death, we can reap some of those benefits and give the good experience to someone else.
A question I have, you said you're very focused on this specific rock and what it does. It's a wilderby.
It's a walla rock.
Walla rock.
Mm-hmm.
Walla.
Yeah, exactly.
Straight up.
So, now, is this the only type of rock you're focusing on right now? Or do you have other, you said that there was different kind of sandstone for the, and, but, like, Dustin has a problem. And I think.
Dustin, I don't need a rock to cure herpes. Is that where you're going?
She do be rocks, though.
What?
Shadoobie Rocks.
Shadoobie Rocks. Mm-hmm.
And what street is that on?
I love that band.
Shadoobie Rock. That is from Rock Street.
Rock down Shadoobie Avenue?
Yeah.
Okay.
But
out in the street.
Dustin just has...
Take rocks just, of the street.
Dustin has just women just flailing at him.
They love... Women love herpes.
They're
There's
literally
women
flailing?
Herpes.
Are they okay?
Yeah, they're
you have herpes too?
They're
no,
flailing.
They keep trying to give it to me.
Dustin is...
Dustin.
These women are flailing.
Yes.
Is there a rock that we can he can get deter women?
Yeah, from? I can wear it around my neck.
Mm. Yeah, deter women from
or around my junk.
Yeah. Is there? Do you know of anything?
The only rocks I know are just the throwing stones.
Oh.
Which you can use that as an aggressive thing, but I'm not sure how aggressive you want to get with
it. And how would you get it back?
Well,
is there a boomerang throwing stone that he could use that it would come back to him?
That you would have to look down under for that.
Down under, that's I don't whole, understand, but you're
like down under.
That's good. That was good.
Under the table,
the Vegemite sandwich,
Australia.
Yeah. Oh.
Australia. All right. So, how much are these wilderby rocks?
That's Walla. One of my questions.
Walla rocks.
That's one of my questions. Yeah.
So how much? The rocks are $39.99, and then as I mentioned, you do need to include a portion. You need to put something about your insurance and have us
a proof of insurance.
Well, no, proof of insurance, but also they need to include us in the insurance just a little bit, just because we are creating the perfect
accidental death experience.
Is.
And what about the holders, the straws? Does that come free with the purchase?
No, the carrying string. That comes. That comes along for an extra $10.99.
Do you have like a football phone or anything?
A football phone?
Or sweater?
You're thinking of 1990s SI magazine subscriptions. This is the Walla Rock.
Oh, okay.
Now, you've pretty much told us where you're from, what street it was on. What's stopping anyone from driving to that street and then stomping on the end of that street to harvest their own Walla Rock? Good question.
You know what? I didn't really think about it when I came here on my first interview.
We can cut that out if you want. We can cut that part out.
I'd appreciate that. But I just suggest they don't because it's not their street. It's they can find, and every rock has a power, so they could go on their own local street and find their own power. Who knows?
Yeah, maybe another street has a rock that cures diarrhea, and then they could sell that for $39.99.
They could do that, and I think that's what we should be doing, is we should be investing our strengths in rocks.
America used to harvest rocks for powers. Now we just outsource it across the world. We're not making anything anymore.
Canada is a huge proponent of rocks
for powers. I live on
powers.
Allen Street, and I put a rock in my pocket, and now I just go, uh-huh, all the time.
Wow! Wow! Now, talk about cutting things out.
This product that you have reminds me of a lot of a product that there was in the 70s, and it was called the Pet Rock, and people bought these rocks.
But this isn't your pet; this is your companion.
Isn't that the same thing as a pet?
I think some would say that, but some might not say that.
I have a
your companion
I have a question.
In death. Is your animal really going to make you feel great after someone just sunk an 8-inch knife into you?
Well, I think the Pet Rock was just a rock that possibly had no powers with some Elmer's glue.
Might have
eyes.
Some googly eyes.
Yeah, a couple googly eyes on there. What do you think Tim Allen would say about googly eyes?
So where do folks go if they want to order one of these? Do you have a website?
Right now we don't have a website, but you can.
You'd be amazed at how many people come on this show that don't have websites.
Wow. I mean, I think we might want to get one, but right now definitely. We just use a fax machine.
Oh, a fax machine.
Yeah, but you can.
So people, they fax you their orders.
Fax us the orders.
Okay. Wow.
Well, so far I just gave it to my 16 friends, and so I haven't gotten any orders out of the area.
Oh, you gave it to them gratis?
Pro bono?
Free?
Right.
No.
Oh, your friends paid.
Yes.
Oh,
COD?
You said you gave them, so.
Oh, well, they got it. But no, there's a.
Get it? Got it? Good.
So, I do have a couple more questions about the Walla Rock, because I find it just.
Walla.
Yeah, thank you. I was just going to ask you to do that. $39.99. Mm-hmm. How do you know if someone's dying? And after, you know, they're going through the process of dying and then they're gone, how do you know they had an enjoyable experience because they had that run?
Yeah, what's the return policy?
Jason, you're killing it. Sometimes I think of questions and then I'll say them out loud.
Oh, wow.
That's
a really good
You know what?
Idea.
If I spent more time thinking Thanks, of questions guys. Instead of goofy, stupid things to...
Except vaping? What are you doing?
What are you doing over
there? This is the second segment. He's checked out. Admittedly, he's checked out.
I'm not checked out. I'm very interested in the Wilderby Rock.
Walla Rock.
I don't know how many times you've been corrected on the correct pronunciation of the rock, but it's Walla Rock.
You know what? Wilderby Rock is a nice rock.
Maybe that can be a spinoff.
Can I name it myself? Like, can I give it a new name when I get it? Like, that way we're like companions.
I think you're able to do that. It doesn't change the power of it, but yes, you're
right.
Welcome
so
to
So I could
do
call
so.
It the Wilderby Rock.
My question
Once
remains,
you have
though.
It. But how it's do you because know? We get the money from the insurance, and so we know that they died.
But how do you know that they're experienced?
Enjoyable.
Oh, it's more like, is it enjoyable to the person or it's enjoyable to you because you receive the benefits of something?
No, we know. We know that they enjoy it.
You know they do. And can I ask how you know or can I not
There's
ask
There's a documented case. Somebody was like, dying peacefully.
Thank for this rock.
Thank you, rock.
You're an empath, is what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I have, a very intense feelings about rocks.
So people.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, please apologize.
Mara does not have time for this.
Mara, listen to me.
Yeah?
No.
First of all.
No.
Do you think people will like this?
Mara, I think this is an amazing product. And I don't want you to think that me and Dustin, mostly Dustin, because I basically feed off his goofing off. So when Dustin doesn't take things seriously, it appears that I'm not. But I'm taking this very seriously.
Throwing him under the bus and trying to save
I need a rock because I'm going to, I'm getting thrown under the bus.
I want a rock, am I right?
Yeah.
Well,
you'll hope you had it in those couple moments right before. I'm not threatening you. I'm just saying.
The tire crushes my head.
Have any of your friends passed away yet? God forbid, or rock forbid. The one because you sold 16 of them.
You say rock forbid?
Yeah, one of them did.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sorry. What happened?
Do you? I got $50,000.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
How did they die? Rock their soul.
I'm not entirely sure, but it could have been a stoning of some sort.
Was it a crocodile rock?
Rock me Amadeus?
Amadeus Amadeus.
Well, I'm sorry to hear about your friend. At least you got the $39.99 plus the $50,000.
Yeah, so are you gonna invest that back into the company, or are you just going to keep that and split it with your roommate? Because really, why does she need a job?
Yeah, Laura and I, we did pay our rent for the next 3 years.
Get some web presence, get a
social media. Are you on any social medias?
I took a picture of myself once.
That counts.
Where did you put it?
I just put it right on my wall.
You have a shoebox? Okay.
I don't have shoes.
Who needs
them? Why do you not have shoes?
It's just a holistic thing.
She wears mucklucks.
Sounds like a hippie. Are you basically a hippie?
I'm not a hippie. I'm from Ohio.
She's not a hippie, okay?
I'm not a hippie. I'm from Ohio.
She feels energies of rock. She's clearly not a hippie.
Okay, wow. This is...
Thank you. I do. It's purely rock. But I appreciate you allowing me to come on your show.
This isn't over by any means.
And this is not being recorded.
No, not at all. Now, Fred Flintstone used to work in the quarry. Now...
Quarries are nice.
Do you think that they had access to thousands of rocks? Do you think they just wasted them? And could some of these had healing powers?
Yeah. What are your thoughts about the Flintstones?
I think that the Flintstones were. I mean,
do you remember the Flintstones?
A little bit. I mean, they drove cars with their feet, and there were a lot of there were a lot of rocks around. Lots of stones
rocks around.
Around
the clock?
I think it probably just gave all of them.
Please go ahead.
I think it probably just gave all of them a much better energy overall. I saw Wilma, and she looked excellent.
She was hot,
yeah.
She looked excellent.
But
and even
Betty
Fred
was
looked
the freak.
Excellent.
Betty was the freak.
She Betty's my kind of girl.
Yeah, she was freaking.
Who, Betty was?
Yeah, you can tell she was.
Well, we have a rock for that, too, if you want to become a Betty freak.
Oh, really? You have a rock that makes you...
Do you have to put it in your twat?
Mm-mm.
Wow.
Well, but it is called a Sluts.
Wow. The what?
It's a Sluts rock.
Sluts
rock. Sluts rock. Sluts rock.
Oh, Sluts rock.
Is there an umlaut over the U, or are you just avoiding saying slut?
No, it's pronounced Sluts. What's an umlaut? Is that the...
That's the two dots.
That's like Motley Crue. You ever heard of them? Shot at the Devil?
I think so.
Yeah.
So that rock, if you have it with you, you have pleasurable sexual experiences.
Oh,
you'd
you
be a
have
freak.
Why have you been pitching that one?
Sexual experience.
I think you would
that
sell
seems,
a lot more of those.
Yeah, like much better than a,
lot more.
A pleasurable death.
Our
like,
listeners.
They have those on Sluts Street, but.
Sluts. Sluts Rock.
Sluts Rock on Sluts Street.
How much are those? Can we get.
Those are $69.99.
Yeah, I should
you don't,
see
you don't
about
live
it.
There. You don't live
don't
there,
live
so you
on
don't
that
know.
Street, yeah.
You only harvest rocks from the end of the street that you live on,
which is Wall Street.
That's the polite thing, yeah. It's a polite thing to do.
I
don't
want
to cut into Sharon's business.
I live on a street called J Street.
Sharonstone.
What? Do you have any idea what my street is?
Come on!
That was a good pun. That was
pretty
good.
Funny.
As a rock enthusiast, I appreciated that.
Hey, Blake?
Yeah.
How why did we
Are we doing it on time?
Why did we let Dustin say twat earlier?
I like the sound he's making.
Oh, I
you know why? Because Heather felt bad about the last episode. So me, I wanted to. She's not on this segment.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to be the one to say this, so she didn't have to feel bad. Like, hey, everybody says something stupid at least once an episode.
I've never said anything stupid.
I can't go over all the time. I have
well, either. The
That's
other
very
people
nice
do.
Of you.
I know. I'm a giving guy.
You're an empath too.
Yeah.
Well, it's
just
it's,
for that. I might bestow you a Sluts.
Awesome.
Rock. I'll talk to Sharon.
Cool.
Stone.
Is that what I missed? Sharon Stone has Sluts.
He's
rocks?
Going back to the well a second okay. time for okay. that one.
Yeah, dip in again. See
in
what you get.
In case nobody got
going
it.
Going back to the quarry.
Right.
Boy.
Good energy there. Good energy there. Everyone should go back to the core. Go back to your roots.
Mara Moonstone,
Mara
right?
Mara Moonstone.
Send us that photo you took of yourself, and okay. we'll put that in the show notes.
Yeah, and what's the fax number that everybody can contact you to make an order? Because I want you to be successful. I think this is an amazing product.
Mm-hmm.
I think I might even order three because I have some old parents.
Awesome. Well, it's 72 Rock Talk.
72 Rock Talk?
Jayhawk? Kansas, good job. Did you think that up?
The Jayhawks.
Rock Chalk yeah. Jayhawk. Well, I can't. KU. Dun, 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 dun.
Does it look like that's registering with her?
No, not at all.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
You're
from Kansas City, Kansas, correct?
No, I'm from
Ohio.
Oh.
She's Buckeye country.
That was
the Shadoobie Rock.
That was earlier
Kansas
before
City.
I checked out.
That was a news story from the previous episode.
So what happens when we do these in the same night?
It's March Madness. You know, we're thinking about
it. We do have March Madness.
It's been a pleasure. The number one more time?
3-7.
No, when you have a Niner. Professional business, you have to have a couple different lines.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm glad
you're that. If that one's busy, contact.
Always. That's the fax. The other one's the phone.
Oh, yeah. See, I didn't. Yeah. So do you have. How do they. I mean, is there a form or that they fill out or they just write, scribble something on it and then fax it over?
Yeah, just say, I want a Walla Rock on a piece of paper and then we'll send you all the information.
Okay,
I want
great.
A Walla Rock!
Oh, and your insurance policy number.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, it's been a pleasure having you on the show.
Thank you.
I hope. For great success in your new endeavor. Jason, is there anything you had to finish this off?
No.
All right. Dustin, any more problems?
Oh, I think we've
questions?
Said it all.
All right.
I always just want to ask Dustin real quick.
Uh-huh.
No, that was it. I was going to request a Tim Allen. That was it. That's all I got.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Take care. All right, well, folks, Dustin, why don't you give us what we like to have?
Yeah, okay. Give us that stuff we want.
What are we on, the release schedule?
That stuff, yeah.
Hey, right.
You finished your Corona over in the corner?
I did. It was right. a good corner to be in for it.
It was like the Blair Witch Project.
Nobody
just hit the corner at the end.
Oh, yeah,
that's not real. Okay.
All right, episode 186, Virtually Laughless, is now available. Episode 187, Drunken Squirrel. Is also available.
Or you can say the Drunken Squirrel.
Drunken Squirrel. Episode 189.
Squirrel drink you.
Our next episode, inevitably titled My Mother the Carp, will be available on Friday, March 28th.
That's pretty funny.
That's an old school TV show reference. For all.
You could have said, The World According to Carp.
Yeah, that'd be a Robin Williams.
I could have
written I wonder when his birthday is.
Yeah,
he's dead too. Okay,
they're all
thanks for bringing
dead.
That up. And don't forget, April is Keep America Beautiful Month. To me, this means don't litter. But if you do litter, I will look for you, I will find you, I will kill you.
Jesus. That's supposed to be like read in the fashion of Liam Neeson from Taken.
Oh,
I went
Texas Republican.
Can we take in that too?
Okay.
Let's do a take two on that.
All right. And don't forget, April is Keep America Beautiful Month. To me, this means don't litter. If you do litter, I will look for you, I will find you, and I will kill you.
That's excellent. It was like a completely different read. Right.
Well, I wrote that, and in my head, I was like, this is perfect. You outed,
thanks.
You bested what my imagination can produce.
I believe that if I drop
I believe the children
Three Musketeers wrap around the ground, I'm dying.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. I actually believed something was taken.
How many times?
Our time was taken.
Okay.
Our time. Oh, no.
And April is National Poetry Month. I have a little poem for you guys right now. There once was a man from Nantucket
who made high-quality all-natural juices and named his company Nantucket Nectars. The end. And finally...
It's pretty funny.
Yeah, yeah. April 1st is International Fun at Work Day. Every day is fun at work if you work at Chuck E. Cheese, especially if your boss lets you keep whatever you find while cleaning the ball pit.
Hey-o! Ugh.
Score! Ugh. Also... please remember to submit any questions, comments, or suggestions to Blake at IBWIP.com, and they'll be read and then immediately committed to memory until the next World Cup. And if you like what you hear, please write us a review in iTunes, tell a friend, and help support the show.
We also
put go on Facebook.
Right, yeah. Go on Facebook, rate us.
Facebook.
We also put all that fan feedback on Microfiche as well.
Oh, cool. Really?
Yeah, we send it. We take it to the library.
It goes to a bibliography.
It just goes right to the local library?
Right to the local library.
The local lender's library.
So sixth graders can do papers on us.
Oh, jeez.
Do you remember those days? Oh, wait, you probably
are you still in college?
They had computers.
No. Huh? Yeah.
Yeah? See, she can, like, she can, we're a source.
Yeah.
IBWIP, yeah. We're going to help her in college.
Wouldn't that be awesome if somebody, like, wrote a term paper for their college paper and they...
Work cited page.
They work cited IBWIP. All right. Well, folks.
Dare to dream.
Another pleasurable episode, 188.
That's about all I can say about it.
What did a zero say to eight?
7, 8, 9.
No. What did zero say to eight?
Suck my dick.
Get that belt and tighten it.
Nice fucking belt is what he said. Nice fucking belt. All right, folks. Hey, Heather, amazing job. Sorry you missed the interview. It was right up your alley. It was something I think you'd be into, some rocks.
For me, the highlight of the whole interview.
Well, like, you know, you seem to be a natural, like all natural kind of holistic person.
Rocks are kind of cool, yeah.
Rock Chalk Jayhawk, KU.
What is that?
That's the start of the chant for
Kansas.
Nobody knows that.
University of Kansas.
Jayhawks.
Nobody knows that.
That's where basketball started.
Calamity Keep fans do.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Because at the beginning of the song, he says Rock Chalk Jayhawk KU.
Are they from there?
There's also a band called the Jayhawks.
Right. Dustin.
Yep.
I think you set a new record this evening.
For what?
Most
derailments?
Most random.
Most Tim Allen impressions.
Definitely. Haven't heard
that. Sounds more like Scooby-Doo than Tim Allen. But thank you for being a guest host on this evening's show.
You're welcome. Thanks
I
for
hope you
me.
Enjoyed yourself.
Yeah.
All right.
I think so.
You think you did? Well,
I think
you know,
so.
Why don't you go home?
I'll marinate on it.
Marinate on it.
I'll get back to you tomorrow.
Email me.
Okay.
Email me. I'm really busy tomorrow.
I'll write your review.
Email me.
Yeah.
Jason.
Yeah.
I'll wait till you're done.
Oh.
No, it's good. I'm good.
Him's all tuckered out.
You're tired.
I got up early.
Why?
I had to take my daughter to work.
He had to watch that final.
It was take your daughter to work day.
Yeah,
your daughter has a job already?
She's working at the store for me.
Didn't she sell any racist hand towels?
No, she just looked at her dad like, this is a fucking easy job. She didn't say fucking, I'm sorry.
No, she did. She did. She's got a potty mouth.
Right. Thank you very much for all your hard work.
Can we do another round of celebrity interviews? Or celebrity birthdays, rather?
Sure.
Let's pull them back up. Well, let's hit that theme song. Let's hit that celebrity birthday theme song.
Oh, shit. I got to remember that? No.
Remember it. All we have to do is hit the button to press it and it'll go. No? No? Oh, come on.
Alrighty, folks. Thank you very much for tuning in to IBWIP. We do love you. It doesn't seem like it, but we really do.
How many calories are burnt while eating?
Oh, hold on a second. I wasn't done saying goodbye.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, he's making sweet love to the ears of the listeners.
Right. I'm trying to.
I'm sorry.
Coax him out. Coax him out.
We love you. We appreciate you. We care about your feelings. We want to touch you. We want to hold you. We want to hold you. We want to lay your head on our bosom when you cry. We want to just be one with you.
Yeah, like three more. Come on.
We want to be one with you.
What else do we want?
We want to be inside you.
Yeah. What are we going to do in there?
Well, we're in the back, so we're probably doing some plumbing.
What are we doing in the back there?
It depends.
I don't think I've ever heard
whatever
the
pipes
outro
are feeling.
This long.
Whatever the pipes are feeling back there.
Blake's got a lot he's trying to get off his chest right now. What else do you want?
There's a lot of times in the past 8 years that this show has been a reflection of my feelings, and I just want to touch you.
Jesus. Something's happening tonight. Things are different.
you have a baby in your butt.
What? Try to give someone a butt baby?
I want to see a butt baby come out of you. Because I love you, listeners.
This is like year one IDWIP.
Yeah. It was kind of like this.
The 40-year-old boy.
This is my imitation of like the first episode.
The 40-year-old boy?
This is the imitation of the first episode ever. Hey, everybody. This is IBWIP. Burns on IP. I've got a great show for you this evening. I've got some songs and an interview. So, yesterday at work, I had a really rough day. Did we do my imitation of episode 17?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to die tonight. I'm going to strangle myself because life is over. That little whore bitch ruined my life. I want to kill her.
Oh my god.
And then I'm going to kill myself, but it's going to be pleasurable because I'm going to have a wooby.
A wall of rock.
I want a rock.
And here we are 170 episodes later.
And it's all good. Thank you folks for checking us out. Hey, you got a mystery tag?
There's not a chance I'm reading that. Not even a little bit.
Good night, folks.
What the hell was that? Yeah.
What happened there?
You are
strange. Strange things happen.
Tim Allen made you laugh so hard, it made it all worth it.
It's hard to believe that episode was shorter
than
the first one. Yeah, really
seemed to drag out there. Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use a special coupon code, Section 8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.